Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Call this meeting to order. First order of business is a roll call. So let's see. Chris, you want to just call?
Sure. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
There are four present, Madam Chair. Supervisor Bruza notified the office that he would not be in attendance this evening.
Okay. So we have a quorum for this evening, and this first hearing, our order of business is a public hearing regarding ordinance number 2024-01, amending chapter 2025 zoning of the Code of Ordinances of Derry Township by revising the definition of outpatient medical treatment facility and adding new definitions for massage therapy, physical occupational or speech language therapy facility, and further adding physical occupational or speech language therapy facility as a use permitted by right in the general commercial planned campus west, medical campus central, and commercial recreation zone districts, initiated by zoning ordinance amendment petition number 2023-02 as filed by LHM Physical Therapy Institute LLC and Middletown Wood Road Partners. So at this point, I will turn it over to our solicitor, Mr. Nelson, to kind of go over the lay of the land for this evening, and we'll get into our testimony.
This is a hearing for the enactment of an ordinance, so there really is no testimony that's necessary. It's not a hearing in the truest sense of the word, where we're having evidence in the court reporter. It's just a specially advertised portion of the meeting. My partner Pat usually is here. Who of you wishes to speak on part of the applicant who put forth this application?
Right on.
Blue's on. I think it was the same as mine.
Great. Good evening. My name is Esh McCombie. I'm an attorney with McNeese, Wallace, and Eric, 100 Pine Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Could you say your last name again?
McCombie. McCombie.
Thank you.
And your first name? I'm sorry.
Esh. Esch. We represent LHM Physical Therapy and Middletown Woodbrook Partners. I'm happy to go through, although I don't know if staff may have comments ahead of time. I mean,
we have a half an hour here, so
sure.
I know, which seems like a lot of time, but I'm sure we will get through quickly. I believe we are all pretty familiar with what's going on. Is there anyone, any members from the public who are here, or are you all related to this applicant? So I think unless the board has some questions for you,
sure.
Specifically what's going on, why don't we start with Mr. Emmerich, and we can just go through this and, to be honest, hopefully not spend too much time on it.
I think that's great.
Okay.
Sure. I'd be happy to give a quick overview, although, you know, we kind of teed Natalie up to give the in the introduction really what's happening. But basically, within the zoning ordinance, the definition for outpatient medical treatment facility reads, a business establishment that provides medical services in a specific area of medicine and contains advanced equipment and highly trained specialized staff. These facilities may include surgery, imaging, medical laboratories, physical therapy, cancer and chemotherapy, narcotic and substance abuse, cardiology, gastrointestinal, and similar type treatment centers. A general care practitioner may be located on site. However, a healthcare practitioner's office shall not be a principal use of the facility. Overnight hospital accommodations shall not be permitted. So in a nutshell, what we're looking to do tonight is remove physical therapy from this definition. When the ordinance was written, I guess it made some sense to have it in there. In looking at the term itself, I think, and talking to many people who have had physical therapy, these types of establishments are typically in commercial centers where the patient may be getting a haircut and exercising a bum knee. So I don't know that it falls under the same categories as chemotherapy or narcotic or substance abuse. So I'm in favor of removing that definition. Part of the amendment would create a new definition for physical therapy which would include speech and language therapy and occupational therapy. Also, the amendment would create a new definition for massage therapy, which is different than physical therapy. Massage therapy is basically massage. So it's understood that the two don't overlap. And then since we're pulling that out as a separate use, we'd be looking at putting in a separate parking requirement for that type of use. And we've chosen to use section 225.402.5.b, which in a nutshell says that the applicant is to explain to the zoning officer how many parking spaces they believe are needed through either operation of other facilities or in a similar manner, that it's credible, and if indeed the zoning officer is acceptable to that, then that'll be the parking required for that use. If the zoning officer is not in agreement with what somebody may propose under that section, then it would go on to the zoning hearing. So it pretty much encapsulates what we're looking
for. So generally what's happening here is we currently have one use that arguably encompasses all of these particular activities. The applicant has requested to divide that up into two uses, the general medical use that we currently have and physical therapy, and we're also then creating a third use, massage therapy, to make it clear that that is something completely separate and distinct. And each of these three uses are going to be allowed in a different set of zoning districts.
That's true.
And in, by doing this, this applicant will be able to put their physical therapy storefront where they wish to put it.
And as I do like to point out to the board, when we're making an amendment to the zoning ordinance, that is a comprehensive amendment. It affects, you know, anybody, not just the applicant's proposal, which happens to be in Stoverdale Commons, but anybody in the zoning districts where we'd be permitting this. So the physical therapy would be permitted in the general commercial, planned campus west, medical campus central, and commercial recreation zoning districts. So it kind of opens up those districts to physical therapy uses.
Ash, do you have anything to add? Or
I think Chuck covered it pretty well. You know, the idea is physical therapy is a stop along the way, and so we want to have it closer to people's homes and the places that they go day to day. County planning reviewed it favorably. The Township's Planning Commission reviewed it favorably, and so did your own planning department. So we hope the supervisors see it the same way and enact this later this evening.
Do the supervisors have any questions for either Chuck or Ash?
I have a quick question for Chuck. Just so we can kind of see it, are you able to pull up the zoning map so we can see where these changes are taking place, just so we can see it? And I don't have any questions in regards to the new definitions for physical therapy, but what are the impacts with removing massage therapy and making that was...
Yeah, massage was already separate as a use on its own.
It just wasn't defined.
So we wanted
to make...
it's
just the definition.
Correct. Just adding a definition for it, not changing anything with it.
Yeah, that's my only question. I just wanted to...
Absolutely.
Just to see it on a map. Did anybody else have any questions? No? Carter?
And while I'm pulling this up, I also mentioned that it's not necessary to really take action at this hearing, but it is on your agenda this evening if the board should choose to take action on this amendment. Speech therapy, occupational therapy would be in the general commercial district, which is the area shown in red, which includes Trogues, which includes Trobes, the outlet center, and the areas in between, and also down at Hershey Square Shopping Center, and some of the commercial areas that span on the other side of 422. Zoom on in there. So that's the general commercial, and it would also be permitted in the planned Campus West, which is the orange areas on the map. It would be permitted, and by the way, the instant application is really associated with Stoneville Commons, which sits about there.
So the red and the orange would be the new locations.
Right. Then it's also permitted in Medical Campus Central, which is the Med Center, and in the Commercial Recreation Zoning District, which is the dark blue area. So at the lodge, confirmed. And in the area of the park.
Okay. So at that point, this point, is there anyone from the public that would like to offer a comment? Okay.
All right. Seeing none.
We
close the hearing.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
The hearing is closed.
And like I believe Chuck pointed out, I think this is on the agenda